Our next two contestants are here. Please welcome Jacob Stolberg and Blake Hamilton. Jacob, you are getting a PhD in radio dramas?
That's right.
That is amazing.
Thank you.
I didn't know that was offered.
Well, if you ask nicely enough, they'll let you study more or less what you want.
What you want. Well, that is a great one. And you are also a crossword constructor.
Yes.
Can you give us an example of one of your favorite clues or a clue you're proud of?
Well, most recently, I had a three-letter answer with the clue, not straight.
Not straight. Mm-hmm.
And the answer was sly.
Ah, nice.
Not to intimidate Blake, but you seem genetically created to be on this show.
Some say I was born to be here.
All right.
I see a lot of people relating to each other on this stage right now. Blake, you are visiting us from...
St. Louis. Let's hear it.
Fantastic. And you run your own trivia night there.
I do, a yearly trivia night for the organization for which I work. It's very awkward, but it's lucrative. We raise a lot of money.
Interesting. Is there a theme to the trivia night?
It's international. It's, mostly just internationally themed questions. I try to do my best, but I fail a lot.
Okay, well, that might help you because this game is called Hurtful Words. Jonathan?
Yeah.
Words hurt, don't they?
They sure do. They really can hurt. And, you know, they say that love is the universal language, but they're wrong. It's pain. Pause for laughter. In this game, we'll tell you how people around the world say ouch, and we will ask you to name the language. But we will make it a little easier by giving you context clues for each one. Puzzle guru Will Hines, how about an example?
I'd love to give an example. All right, contestants, so if I said, oof, this eruption by the volcano Eyjafjallajökull, approximately, it is making me really hot, you would say Icelandic. Because you'd be very familiar that volcano is from Iceland.
Right. Very easy, right?
Yeah, of course. Sure.
So ring in as soon as you know the answer. Here we go. Ouch! These lederhosen are girding my loins too tightly. Blake.
German?
German, you got it.
Yes.
Ayo! You just ran over my foot with your Vespa. Blake.
Italian,
see.
It's a very cool thing to say. You just ran over my foot,
ran my
your
foot with
Vespa.
Your Vespa. Ciao.
Ciao. Peroni?
Adieu. I can't believe a gamelan orchestra would leave its gongs and kendang drums just lying here on this beautiful Bali beach. Blake.
Indonesian.
That's right, Indonesian. Trip over a gong, that hurts.
Yeah, a gong beach sounds like the worst beach of all time.
Yeah, no good. Ach, there was a pit in one of the olives in this gyro. Blake.
Greek.
Yes.
Or, ach, our currency is no good.
Yoy! I had no idea you could still get listomania from visiting Budapest. Blake.
Hungarian?
Uh-huh, Hungarian. Hey, nah, I wish I could enjoy the veldt with all these wildebeests bumping into me. Jacob.
Afrikaans?
That's right.
Wildebeests have terrible peripheral vision, if you didn't know that. That's why they bump into you.
They're not trying to be mean. It's just an accident. They can't see. Itai, I can't believe this rich, buttery Wagyu cow just bit me. Blake.
Japanese.
Uh-huh, Japanese. I don't think I need to ask. Will, who won this game?
Our winner in that round was Blake.
Good game. Congratulations, Blake. You're moving on to our Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show. Coming up, we'll sing a Rolling Stones classic, figure out what else zombies eat for dinner, and we'll find out what scares the public radio listeners more than a pledge drive. So stick around. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is NPR's Ask Me Another.